The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So yesterday, like Steve was saying, he brought something up. I don't know how it came up.
It was completely out of the blue.
It seemed very random. But I was like, I can't believe someone else thinks that way or has thought about it at all, really.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you think you're the only one who has ever thought a certain way,
or
pictured things a certain way, and then Joe and I realized that we've been thinking the same thing all along.
Similar.
Well, not exact. And I was too a little bit. Yeah. I didn't draw it out, though.
Yeah, you understood the concept of what I was thinking.
Absolutely. And so Steve drew what he was thinking. It didn't take him long, and then I sat there with my iPad, honestly,
10 minutes,
like a monkey that found technology, and I could not figure out how to, like, I opened up programs, and I was just sitting there pushing my finger onto my screen, and nothing was happening for an eternity, it seemed, and finally, I got it, and I went, guys, this is it. This is the way I think. And
and this is, so again, this is after 10 to 15 minutes. And this is what Joe came up with. That is it's a tall rectangle split down the middle. It's got a horizontal line at the top, a horizontal line kind of at the bottom that then turns into like a sneaky snake.
It's a sneaky snake.
So.
And a couple of, anyway, Kelly, what, do you think this way too?
It should be obvious for you to know.
Like you, I'm sure you know what that is meant to represent.
Is it positioned the correct way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a football field?
No.
No. Oh, no.
Dang.
No.
Is it a snake? Is it a sneaky snake?
No, that's just a, that is just,
what the hell is that?
A method of getting to a certain point.
It's a maze?
No.
It's a child stuck in a shoebox.
No.
It's a coffin.
No.
Nope.
No.
It's a...
It's impossible.
Are you sure it's not a shoebox?
It would be impossible.
And you and Steve thought the same thing when you looked at this.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it. Like, we were talking about it. Yeah. So it would... Yeah. Like, if I described to you...
I'll show you mine. I'll pull up... give me a minute, and I will find a... I may have to redo mine real quick, but I'll show you... what mine looked like, and surely
I can guess what it was.
No, you'll never get it.
I won't.
You will never get it. The people, I wonder if anybody who watched it yesterday, like, understands it. I mean, they understand what it is because I said it, but I don't know if anybody else, like, clearly we all kind of thought in a certain manner, kind of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kelly, are you ready for my representation of what Joe was thinking?
I'm ready.
Thinking?
What the hell is
I know
that?
It's going to be.
It looks like a sunshine.
Exactly. Your first reaction is going to be, it looks like a sunshine because it's kind of a tall oval. with a bunch of lines coming out of it that look like they would be the rays of sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a stadium?
Nope.
No.
Is it a flower?
Nope.
Is it photosynthosis?
It's not something
drawn?
Physical.
It's representing something abstract.
Yeah. Oh, like your feelings. So
nope.
I mean,
what the hell?
But that's more like what an abstract thought, yes.
Yeah, so were you thinking about toilets? Like, is that the top of a toilet?
It's no.
Because yours now that I'm thinking about it, Joe's kind of looks like the back of a toilet. Like maybe what your brain flushes. Mm-mm. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. It
maybe
looks like a burst of
sunshine. If you counted the lines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines. There's 12 lines around a circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pieces of pie cut evenly. 12 people. Mm-mm. 12. It's a thought. And yours has something to do with 12, too, Joe?
Yeah, except
it was meant to.
Yeah.
it may not be represented well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's abstract drawings are a little different.
Okay, yeah. So I just explained. Well, we were on the topic, so I didn't have to. I couldn't possibly break mine up evenly because in my mind it just does it, but on paper it doesn't work really. I don't know. Anyway, do you want to know what it is?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah. Okay. So will you put mine up again, Steve?
Yep.
So what we were talking about is how our minds see a year.
A year.
A year. Yeah.
A year. So
like the
so
months of the
year. So, Joe, you put a snake
year.
In a shoebox?
Nope. All right. So this is how my brain sees the year.
Okay.
We start at the top on the left, and that's January. And then imagine, yeah, that's January, and then it works its way down, and at the bottom of the left column is July. The bottom is the end of July, and that goes into the beginning of August. And then August goes upward to September and October and November. And that's my
birthday.
Okay, so that extra little squiggle is your birthday. I love that.
Yeah. So, and then December's at the top. And I know it doesn't break up evenly, so I can't draw the lines. But up there at the very top of the right column, that's the last, that little dash is the last day of the year.
Okay.
And then you move over.
Dash above it is the first day of the next year.
Yeah. And that's how my brain sees the year.
It is so confusing.
This all started with a conversation where I
know it is.
Again, I don't know how it came up, but I said, do you guys, when you think about the year, do you visualize it in your head as being a certain shape or layout? Because I do. When I picture.
Yours looks like a sun.
When I picture a year, it's kind of an oblong oval type shape, and January is in like the 1 o'clock position if it was a clock, and then you come down, February's below that, March is below that, April, May, June. So right now we're in July
at
6 o'clock, which is like, nah, it's probably a little closer to 7:30. So July is like over here. We're on the upswing of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, okay.
I had never really thought about it before, but I do it exactly the same way. But I also look at it like it's operating like a clock face.
Mm-hmm.
And you go
and going clockwise, except that I almost visualize it as like I'm looking at the clock from like a sideways position. So like I'm looking at it going like that, but almost backward.
I know this sounds bizarre.
It sounds weird.
It sounds insane.
Well,
when I brought this up yesterday and Joe had an inkling of what I was talking about, I was so excited.
Well, when you finally admitted, like, okay, this is a drawing of what my brain interprets a year to look like in my head, Joe's drawing, when he said the very first top left is January, and then there's a huge blank space between, I was like, oh, that's because January always feels like it lasts forever. And then it's February, you know, March, April, May, June, July. And then it's like, oh, man, these cooler months start happening. Like August and September kind of fly by, and then boom, October, November. I thought that's what you were leaving that space for.
No.
Mine's just a bunch of misshapen blocks. I think it's because I use planners and calendars in my house for work. So I'm constantly looking at the day and the year like blocks. So, yeah, the moment you said that, I see them like stacking blocks.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same with mine. I just can't. I just didn't draw the blocks that are stacked, but I go counterclockwise. And then, yeah, the two summer months are always at the bottom right next to one another. Mm-hmm. And then we work up to December.
So this is you, snake in a coffin.
Yeah, if you moved
the sun.
Yeah, like Joe's, if you moved the squiggle line over just a little bit, it would look like the symbol for like medicine.
Yeah.
Like a snake around a cross.
Yeah, pretty similar.
It's bizarre.
Like the snake fell off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like he's just like it, like somebody greased the pole.
Oh, my God.
I need to know if other people do this, too.
Yeah, and, well, and
certainly
I had looked it up yesterday.
Rachel, you do? Rachel?
Like, how do you mentally picture months? And it turns out a lot of people do it like that.
I have something that's the, like, synthesasia, or however you pronounce that, where sounds and smells and the months, days, numbers, everything has a color and a gender. And I see the month as like almost a color wheel.
Ooh, what do you see September as?
September is like a burnt orange, but then August is always a lighter orange, almost yellow. December is navy blue and also a boy. I don't know why.
It just goes with like, I don't know.
Kind of goes
the seasons and weather
and leaves.
Like, sort of, but then why is the number one orange and also a Mr. Man? Why is the number three pink and like a girl to me? I don't get it.
Number three looks like boobs.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. But why is Wednesday green? I don't get it.
I love that. I wish I saw the world in color like that.
I don't think you do. That's a psychotic thing.
Yeah, I think so.
It's
really
weird.
That is when, somebody who's dealing with something.
When sound has texture, that's a weird brain thing. So, no, but it's so cool. You guys started saying that that's how you view the year, and I've been so excited. Like, I love seeing how other people think. This is fascinating. It's so cool.
I'm pretty sure our entire listening audience is like, who gave everybody mushrooms this morning?
I know, everyone.
This is one strange
I don't
trip
think so, yeah, because this is a it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, a lot of people checking in. Somebody said, I see the year as a big square, or I see the year in a square.
Yeah, I imagine every month on something like the Price is Right wheel and spin it to whatever month I'm talking about. That was a text that just came in from the 906.
Okay. I can see that.
Somebody else just said in the 920, number four is red. So many people say, they're the same way as you, Rachel. And then the 908 comment of, wow, you guys are on some good drugs this morning.
I know.
I see the year as a line graph where the hot months are the high points.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh.
That makes total sense.
Like a bell curve.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.